Former South Vietnamese Prime Minister and Vice President Nguyen Cao Ky returned to Vietnam today. It's his first visit since fleeing the country nearly 29 years ago when the U.S.-backed South Vietnamese government fell to the communist government of the North. Ky helped overthrow South Vietnamese President Ngo Dinh Diem in 1963. Shortly after, he became Air Force Commander and later Prime Minister and finally Vice President. In recent interviews, Ky has been advocating reconciliation. From Ho Chi Minh City, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
The flamboyant ex-fighter pilot arrived in the former capital of South Vietnam shortly after 10 this morning, minus the purple scarf and six-shooters that were his trademark during the war. A subdued Nguyen Cao Ky was dressed instead in a conservative gray suit with a flower print tie. The 73-year-old Ky ducked reporters and TV cameras waiting outside, leaving by a side door before being hustled into a gray van along with his wife and daughter. Ky took the long way downtown to his hotel, apparently so he could drive by the former presidential palace where he once worked. As he arrived at the gleaming Sheraton near the river, Ky marveled at how much the city had changed in the past three decades and marveled at finally being home.
It's the right time and the right moment. Asian, we believe in destiny. Yeah? So it's the right time and the right moment to come, I think. Okay.
During the war, the staunchly anti-communist Ky made for a colorful copy for Western journalists, vowing he would fight to the end. But just days before the end, he escaped aboard a helicopter to a U.S. aircraft carrier waiting offshore. In the U.S., he has run a liquor store in California and a shrimp processing business in New Orleans. His decision to visit communist-ruled Vietnam has angered many Vietnamese exiles who still see the government here as the enemy. Several in the U.S. say Ky has betrayed them and their cause by returning. But the former general today insisted his decision to come home was the right one.
There are pro and there are con. A lot of people said to me, oh, don't go. But I said, it's my home. It's my country. I think I'm looking toward a very friendly and very comfortable meeting and discussion. But mainly, you know, I want to be home to see what happened.
As he spoke, an older man with an enormous bouquet of flowers stepped forward, wrapping his arms around Ky, who was obviously delighted.
Here's the guy who was my former bodyguard, very close to me. And after 30 years, you know, to see him and his wife. You know.
I missed you, the man said to Ky in Vietnamese, then slapped him on the back. Ky's wife, standing next to him, seemed overwhelmed at the thought of being home. I'm very nervous, she said, but very, very happy. In a park across the street from the presidential palace, many welcomed the news of the former prime minister's visit. 42-year-old Vu Ngoc Lam, a native of Ho Chi Minh City, works as a lifeguard at a water park here.
I think it's good for him to come back to see his home country because he's overseas Vietnamese and he must know his country. He must come back. It's a good thing.
But he fought against the government that is now in power here.
I think it's the past. The war is the past. We should forget about the war. And even the government must think about the future. And we all have to look forward to the future.
It's not clear whether Ky was invited here by the government or came on his own. Hanoi has been actively encouraging Viet Q or overseas Vietnamese to return, along with their money and their expertise to help the country grow. But not everyone is happy that the former South Vietnamese leader has returned, 70-year-old soft drink vendor Nguyen Van Dieu.
He left. He's against the communism. He's against the Communist Party. He left the country when the country was in difficult situation. And now when he came back in when the country in peace. So it's not a good thing, and people will not love him.
Nguyen Cao Ky will spend several days in Ho Chi Minh City, ushering in the Lunar New Year, or Tet, with old friends. He's then expected to travel to the north to visit Hanoi, as well as his home village in Son Tay, about 30 miles northwest of the capital. It's far too early, he says, to say whether he'll someday return for good.
I don't know yet. It's the very first trip, and then I'm going to stay and see and talk, and then I will decide later.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Ho Chi Minh City.